Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Sam, you have a question for the show?
Yeah.
Lay it on me.
How do you know it's a question for you?
Because I feel it coming, so okay. Just let's get it over with.
Well, she just walked back in the studio with an empty Quick Trip cup.
It wasn't empty. It had ice in it.
I know my QT cups.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a 48-ouncer?
Mama's happy.
32.
That's a 32-ouncer.
Yeah. And are you filling that with...
couldn't help but note. Dan, let me get there.
Dan. Please let the counselor interrogate his own
Stepping
witness.
Back, going to observe.
I couldn't help but notice that there was also a plastic bag with two cans in it. Did you just have somebody bring you Diet Pepsi?
That's sweet Johnny. Let me tell you.
You are.
He knows I'm sick. Still,
that's the cure.
It's day 35.
Well, an addict.
And
yes,
my
they're sick.
Throat is just barking. And all kidding aside, because he always goes to Quick Trip on his way home.
Those aren't 12-ouncers.
I know. I don't even care. That's like.
He's an enabler.
I know.
He is.
I said, I know you're stopping on the way home, honey. Would you mind bringing me a Diet Coke? My throat's barking. I did not tell you this, Scott. I slept until 10 a.m. I had an appointment at 10.
You slept till 10, but your appointment
slept
was at 10?
Slept till 10 a.m.
That doesn't make sense.
I completed my appointment from 10 to 11 a.m. I crawled back into bed, woke up at 1:15, dragged myself into work, and I'm going to urgent care at 6:05 tonight. And I think I made you sick. I do acknowledge that. But then I think you turned around.
Oh, no.
There
no.
is
We're not
no
doing
way
this. We're
I've
not
been sick for
this.
35 days. And guess what? 2 days ago, my right ear, started to kind of bark at me, and my neck and my shoulder. I think you gave me an earache.
Okay,
it's that soda.
Full stop.
Hang on, I'm no doctor.
I haven't had an earache since I was 4.
I'm no doctor, okay, nor a medical professional. But I dated one long enough to know that the fact that you got me sick means that you had built up enough antibodies.
There it is.
That I cannot make you sick again.
Then why am I still sick? Unless they're correct and it's mono.
Do we really want to go down that hole?
Which, by the way...
Could it be lifestyle, Dana?
No, I literally feel awful and my throat is still swollen, disgustingly swollen.
Maybe try a different beverage?
My daughter told me last night...
like juice?
That with
like
mono, water? I cannot do any high aerobic... like football type activity, or I'll lose my spleen. Did you know that?
You can rupture, yes.
I didn't know that.
I think it's possible. I have a ruptured spleen, and that's why I feel so bad.
And Sam, be my witness.
Yep.
If she gets me sick, I cannot reinfect her immediately thereafter.
Unless it wasn't me that got you sick in the first place.
Because she has already built up enough antibodies.
Immunity, yeah.
That the illness that she has given me cannot reinfect her.
If in
right
fact
thereafter.
She got you sick,
Sam,
and you re-returned
sick right after she got sick,
and
you would have to have some mutation,
and you re-returned the sickness back to her. She needs to be seen for something much worse because she has absolutely zero immune system whatsoever.
I agree. I think I've ruptured my spleen.
What? Did Sophie you take a football hit?
Sophie said to me last night, she goes, you can't be doing any high impact. What was the word she used? She goes, high impact sports activity. She said that to me.
No problem.
And I looked at her and I go, I golf and it's raining. What do you think? I'm going to go out and get into an MMA cage? And she goes, I'm just telling you, be careful. You could really hurt your spleen.
And why do you think your spleen is ruptured?
Because if you have mono and you get hit, I don't know why.
Have you been hit?
I don't think so.
In all seriousness.
Where is your spleen?
Inside.
In your torso?
Okay. That's not where I hurt. I hurt higher.
In all seriousness.
Higher than her torso?
Couple of years ago,
this show can't
get
dumber.
Sam.
Couple of years ago, you had a problem for 8 months, if I remember correctly.
It was a cough. It was persistent.
And I told you on day three that you were probably getting gastro kickback from the soda that you were drinking.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And for 8 months, you pushed back until you finally went to a doctor who said, you've got gastro kickback from the soda that you're drinking.
How do you remember this stuff? I don't even remember that.
Any chance that we're reliving a couple of years ago?
Yes.
Somebody has to keep track of this stuff.
High probability, Sam.
Okay. All right.
Can we now talk about the Cat 4 that is over Jamaica now? It is no longer a Category 5. 180 sustained mile-an-hour winds. And we have 2 more hours to go, correct?
If not three, yes.
If not three.
And quit calling it a Cat 4 cane.
I just do it because I know it bothers you.
Man, look at that.
It's bad. It is bad.
Sam, pot up. Never mind. They just went away from it. I was going to say, pot up CNN. They were in Montego Bay.
Very quickly, back to the ruptured spleen.
Yes, please.
Let me just say, you would know.
What happens when your spleen...
Now, if you were
you
on
scream
a football
in pain
field,
and demand to be
is
taken
the spleen
to the
one
ER?
Of those things you need?
When your spleen ruptures and you ignore it for more than 48 hours, you die.
Oh, okay. I'd be dead.
It is very important, but you can't exist without your spleen. It is part of your, it helps with your immune system.
It's kind of like your gallbladder, right?
Complications, internal bleeding, infection, and death. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's
okay.
Inside your torso on the left side.
Okay, it's my right side that hurts. I might need a blood transfusion. I don't know if we'll have time.
Okay,
that might
we
be
keep
cirrhosis.
Jumping around to different ailments.
No, my sister got in a car accident years ago and ruptured her spleen. They had no idea.
Oh.
After 2 weeks of severe pain, she went back to the hospital, and they literally told her that it is a miracle that she was still alive.
That she was alive because of the rupture. Well, I'm glad she's okay, Sam.
Me
it
too.
Is very important.
I will cheers her with my diet soda.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't remember the name that the doctor had. It was like Phantom Gastro. I can't remember.
Why is the hotline ringing?
Because you asked somebody from Platte County
doctor.
To join us on the phone.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I have never been so happy to see a worse human being and their relative be charged again. I think they're still in jail. I don't know if they are. I have never had so much joy.
Are these the tow truck impounders?
Yes. You guys remember this horrible case out of Jackson County where these people were basically stealing cars. All right. You know that they weren't just operating within the bounds of Jackson County. Give me a break.
Allegedly.
Guess what? Thank God they crossed over into Platte.
Allegedly.
Because they're going away.
Okay.
Erickson, don't play. They're going away.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I am over the
moon.
You know,
if he ever runs for office again, Erickson, don't play.
You're going away.
You going, and not your,
you going away. I'm not even going to charge him for that tagline.
Hey, we're going to get with you in just a minute. We got to run some spots. But if you use that line in your next campaign.
We want a producer credit.
She gets royalties.
You know, I have used tough because I care. But who knows? Who knows?
This was a way better way to do it.
No. Look, think about it like this, Eric. Just think about this on TV, like on Channel 9 in the middle of the 10 o'clock news. Erickson, don't play.
You going away.
I think it's brilliant.
Boom!
It is pretty darn good.
All right, we'll be with you in just a moment. Hang tight. Platt County Prosecutor Eric Zond when we return here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, story here from the Kansas City Star today. The owner of a Kansas City towing company and his mother each now face a dozen additional felony charges for alleged illegal towing practices, according to court records. Platte County Prosecutor Eric Don't Play You Going Away Zond last week filed court papers seeking to add 12 new felony counts to the existing 6 counts already pending against each defendant, 44-year-old Donald Adamson, who owns Metro Tow, and his mother, 66-year-old Lynette Adamson. Quoting here from Mr. Zond, we allege they are bad actors, having essentially stolen cars off the street and demanded outrageous sums to return those cars to their rightful owners. And Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond, who owes Dana a lot of money now in royalties, joins us on the KMBZ hotline. Eric, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. It's always great to be with you.
I'm telling you, I don't... And I know you can't comment on this. This is me saying this. I don't know that there are two more despicable people in town, Eric. We have heard stories of people losing their cars, losing their livelihoods, cars held hostage over rules that aren't legal. How? There has to be more than the 18. How did you hone in on these 18 charges specifically?
So we chose 9 different victims from Platte County, and believe you me, there are more. There are several in Jackson County. Jackson County has, I think, 25 counts against these two same people. And frankly, we could have hundreds and hundreds of counts against them. But we feel like 18 is about the right amount. That would, if they got convicted of all of those counts and sentenced to the maximum term on each of them, it'd be 126 years in prison. Now, I'm not going to tell you they're going to go away for 126 years, and I can't tell you they'll go away at all. I always have to caution you that these charges are simply allegations, and they're presumed innocent unless until proven guilty.
What is your allegation, though, Eric? Are you alleging, as the Platte County prosecutor, that Adam just Mr. Donald Adamson just drove around town and just picked cars to tow and then hold at unreasonably high rates for their release?
That's exactly what we're alleging. And we're alleging that Mr. Adamson and other drivers for Metro Tow and Transport took these cars both off city streets and from apartment complexes, sometimes from cars that were parked legally in handicapped parking spots, and you can't tow anybody from a handicapped parking spot unless you're a police officer.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good for our listeners to know, Eric.
Yeah. Towing a handicapped person's car when you don't have the right to do it, there's a special place for those folks, and I call it prison.
Eric, I love that. Are they still towing, to your knowledge? One of the fears that our listeners have had is that it's whack-a-mole, where there were multiple tow companies operating under this umbrella tow company out of the same couple of shady lots. Are they still out there towing, to your knowledge?
You know, I believe that the Adamsons have tried to move to St. Joseph. I talked with the police chief there, and they appear to be doing some things there as well. But I'm also going to tell you, this is not the only predatory tow company in Kansas City. We've gone after them because we allege that they've done some really horrendous things against a whole lot of different people. But there are others. And my message to those other companies is you better clean up your act or we're going to come after you next. You guys are so right that what is happening against these people is just despicable.
I've never had my car towed that I'm aware of. Isn't it the responsibility of the tow company, and correct me if I'm wrong, Eric, that they have to get a receipt from the party who is saying, I want this car towed out of my property, out of this spot. It doesn't belong here. It is illegally parked in this spot. And then the tow company is supposed to get some sort of a signed receipt from the owner of the property.
You're exactly right. It's in Missouri. It's called a form 4669. It has to be filled out by somebody who owns the property or is a manager. For example, at an apartment complex, it would be the manager of the complex. And then the tow driver has 2 hours to call the vehicle information into the records department, in this case of the Kansas City Police Department, so that they can put it into the system so that when you walk out of your apartment and you find your car's not there, you've got somebody to call to find out where it is. And then, of course, Kansas City has maximum rates that can be charged for cars that have been towed, and we allege this company in many, many instances far exceeded that maximum amount.
Are you also alleging that in many cases they never got a signed receipt from a property manager or a property owner?
Or a forged receipt, Eric.
What we are alleging is that the receipts had been forged, that they had been pre-signed by actually Lynette Adamson, when in reality what has to happen is that person has to be on site when those are filled out. We also allege that Lynette Adamson did not work for these apartment complexes where she was allowing these cars to be towed from, and in fact not only allowing but essentially she and Donald stealing them from these both from apartment complexes and right off the street.
How do we stop this, Eric? There has to be something that can be done on a higher level plane here, because Kansas City has always had a bad reputation for predatory towing. What needs to happen to prevent this continued victimization of our residents?
You know, I think there might be some more that Kansas City could do in terms of the licensing of tow companies. I think there could be some ordinances that would allow, if you've been found to have violated the policies of Kansas City, that maybe you lose your license for a certain amount of time. Those would be good steps, in addition to criminal prosecution, to keep these tow companies. And look, there are many, many tow companies who do it exactly right every single day. So I'm not trying to disparage the entire tow industry.
Not at all.
Because there are a lot of companies who follow the law and the regulations to the T every single day. There are others, like Metro Tow and Transport, there really are just simply bad actors. They're stealing cars and keeping them. In some cases, they are claiming that the cars are abandoned property, and they're taking over the title of these cars from people who rightfully own them and want their cars back.
And when they allegedly do that, what do they do with the car? Do they just sell it?
Sell it or part it out.
Oh.
Unbelievable. Did all of the victims or some of the victims lose their cars outright, Eric, in these cases?
Some did.
Yeah.
Do you know, and not to catch you off guard, what is the maximum that a tow company is allowed to charge?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I don't know that off the top of my head. I think there's a schedule of different amounts for different places, but honestly, I don't know off the top of my head.
Why not? Because I know, Eric, that there is a policy, I believe, enacted in Kansas City where when there is an accident, there is a rotating schedule that the police department is supposed to call. All right. So let's say we call, and I'm just making names up, ABC tow, and then we call XYZ tow, and then LMNOP tow. Why not when a car is allegedly illegally parked, why is there not a schedule where a manager would call the police department and say, who's next on the schedule because I'm calling them right now?
Yeah, certainly that could be done, and it's not how it's being done now.
All right, Eric, thank you so much. We will continue to follow the case, and I keep telling people, Eric, know your rights. Ask questions. It is just so unfortunate what has happened here, and thank you for your time.
Hey, always good to be with you guys. Take care.
Hey, remember, Eric's on, don't play.
You going away.
Who knows? You might see it.
Hey, you put that on a sign. I'm putting that in my yard, and I live in Johnson County.
Be well.
Take care.
All right, be well. That's Eric Zahn.
These people make me so mad.
And for the right reasons.
We have had people call in that were victimized by this company, and they have called in and said, like, I came out, my car was gone, it was raining, I was parked in my spot that I pay for at this apartment complex.
Then
you just get the runaround. Yep. Well, we have it, but we can't let you in tonight. We're going to have to let you in Thursday. Oh, and by the way, you now owe us $2,000.
Which is now going to cost $200 more.
That's extortion.
And so the reason it makes you angry is because, and everything I'm about to say is alleged, is they prey on the weak and take advantage of them because they know how to play the game.
I cannot wait for this to go in front of a jury. I can't wait because it is not political, Scott. It doesn't have anything to do with your age, income, education. We've all had something happen, or we know someone who has had a car towed.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
I've always said this, Scott. In your wallet, okay, you need to have a locksmith that you know.
And trust.
And that you trust. And a tow company that you know and trust. The problem is, in this case, with a string of charges and hundreds of alleged victims, if not thousands, you don't get the heads up that you're going to be doing business with a tow company. You just come out from wherever you have legally parked.
Dude, where's my car?
And your car is gone.
Jim in Olathe. Jim, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I see tow companies getting painted in a bad light with the private impound stuff. A lot of us have to do that. The municipalities require, like, apartment complexes and commercial properties to keep junk cars off of their property.
Yep.
And they'll get fined if they don't keep those vehicles off the property. So there is a need for the private impound industry, but that company was not doing things at all correct. And I just didn't want everybody to feel like all tow companies are bad people.
Not at all.
Yeah. But they do have to, anytime you impound a car, you have to report it within an hour of you picking the vehicle up.
Report it to whom?
To the police department.
To the police department, okay.
Yeah.
No, and Jim, I want you to please be well aware. Dana and I are under no suspicion that every tow company is a bad outfit.
I love my tow company.
Sure. And you know, the problem is that there are certain industries where you just mention the type of business that it is. Media.
Oh, yeah.
Lawyer.
Yep.
You know, tow company. And people are automatically.
Totally agree.
And people are going to. Landlord. People are going to automatically conjure up a negative impression in their mind.
Yep, I totally agree. And I also coach high school kids. And the first thing I do is give them my phone number so that they can be towed by somebody that's going to take care of them.
That they know, yes.
Or after practice, if they stay too late, you just tow their car.
Yeah, there's a good idea, too.
Yeah. Jim, take care, my friend.
Chance.
Be well.
Thank you, sir.
All right, you be good. Kathy in Kansas City. Kathy, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I've called about this before, and Dana's right. You should have pre-knowledge of a reliable tow service. And I go one step further. I actually write the name and the phone number of the tow service on my insurance card so that if I'm incapacitated, the police are going to reach for my driver's license and my insurance card. And it's going to be right on there that in case of an accident, please call these people.
Yep. I've had this happen, Kathy, real quick. I've had this happen when my daughter was in a wreck where there was just somebody there that was waiting to scoop it up. And I said, absolutely not. We want you to call our tow company.
Well, when I had my accident, the policeman came up and there was a couple of tow service coming up. And he says, which one of these do you want? I said, I don't want any of them. Here's the name of the tow service. Here's the phone number. I'm too shaken to call him, so he called it. And also, when that happens, I'm sorry, I just lost my thought. But that's how you can cover yourself on that angle. Oh, I just remember what I was thinking. Also, you do not have to accept what the police called in. Like, right. Let's say they call in tow service ABC, and you can turn around and say, no, I don't want them.
Yep.
I want this particular tow service.
No, you're right. It's important, Kathy. Thank you for the call.
Is your tow company SF?
Oh, we always use Santa Fe.
Same with me.
Always. I have never had a single problem. And I'm not saying you have to use Santa Fe.
No, you don't.
Use who you know.
I've also had great experiences with Almighty.
Yeah.
Almighty, I've heard, is good.
Use who you know.
Kenny in Parkville. Kenny, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. I've been following this story for a while and just wondered, how come the police have never been accused of being involved? In my situation, I lived in Rogers, Arkansas, when my car was stolen from my son's apartment complex. When they called me at 1:30 in the morning and said, congratulations, we have rescued your son's stolen car, the policeman was with guess who?
They were with the tow driver?
With both of the two people you're talking about this afternoon.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I don't know, Kenny, because they have been in the news so much. When was this? When did this happen to you?
This was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
In Arkansas.
2 years ago.
Yeah. I would say this, Kenny.
I had 2 hours to recover my car or it was going to be towed to a lot. I lived 3 hours away.
So that math doesn't work.
My car did not get towed to the city tow lot. My car got towed to their lot.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend that I graduated from high school with that on the city tow lot. I asked why my car was not. He has no idea. Every stolen car that gets recovered by the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department goes to the tow lot. Mine went to a yard down on Front Street that I had to pay $3,600 to before I could get my car back.
I'm sorry. Let me clear out my ear. I had a little wax. I thought you said $3,600.
I said $3,600 to get the car back. That does not include I lived in Arkansas at the time. My son was without transportation. I mean, yeah, it was. And unfortunately, now guess what he thinks of the police department?
That's unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. And now I've got a 20-something-year-old son that doesn't respect authority because of an experience that he had that I can't argue with. He's exactly right about.
I'm sorry that happened to you, Kenny. I really am.
Kenny, do appreciate the call. Hurricane Melissa is now a Category 4 hurricane. What did you say? The eye has just passed over.
Yeah, but Busby was just texting us that the eye is now off to the, was it the west, Sam? I got to open my phone here.
It went over western Jamaica.
Yeah. Category 4, but that's still 150-mile-an-hour sustained winds.
CNN says it remains extremely dangerous.
And it continues moving north-northeast at about 8 miles an hour.
Boy.
Thank you, Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby.
Yes.
Okay. When you got married to Joe, did anybody buy you fine china?
Oh, my God. The biggest waste in the history of waste.
Okay. So somebody did.
How many times have you moved your china that has never, ever seen the light of day out of that box?
Okay. So my grandmother, may God rest her soul, bought Shonda and me a very nice, fine china set when we got married in June of 1996.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you care to guess how many times? It is now 29 years later since Shonda and I got married, okay?
Yep.
Would you care to guess how many times I have dined on sweet Grandma Doris's fine china?
I know the answer because it's the same number of times we have dined on that china, and it is zero.
That is correct. The average homeowner, according to the story, will wait 30 years. 30 years before they ever break out the fine wedding china.
Well, it looks like next year you're breaking it out.
I've joked that I'm not Meghan Markle. Why did we all think we needed china? I went down to Dillard's. This is what we all did in the late 90s. You would go to Dillard's and you would pick out your china. And then everyone would buy you like one cup and one saucer.
Oh, no. Doris bought the whole damn set.
That's thousands of dollars. But you had to have the china. Had to have the china. What china? What china pattern are you picking out? What? Who came up with that scam? Because we all fell for it. Then we boxed it up.
It sits in a box in my storage.
It sits in a box in the basement. And then it moves around your three houses. You got your starter home. You got your I'm raising the kids home. And then you've got my, you know, your go-go years I'm about to retire home. You box it up and you move it three times. Never has it seen the light of day. Scott, I don't even know where it is. And guess what? You can't dump that in a garage sale if you try.
I have moved that fine china six times.
Well, you do move more than the average Joe.
Six times I have moved that
God
china.
God rest her soul. She is laughing down at you from heaven. She's like, yep, there it goes again. There goes my china again.
And every time you move it, you say to the movers, now this box is very fragile. No, please be very careful.
I move it myself because I don't want it to break. And I don't know why I care.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know why I care. I should hand it to the mover and go put it on the bottom underneath the couch and crush it.
Yeah. Better people, yet, just leave it on the tailgate.
People will not even buy that from you for like art projects. You cannot get rid of your china. It's like the old wooden armoire. No one wants it.
You know what? I'm going to eat on it this weekend.
You should. But wait.
Just
please
despite this
promise
survey.
Me it's a Hot Pocket. You've got to eat something like a Hot Pocket on the fine china.
Oh, yeah. Either that or like a waffle.
From the text line.
Like a Lego my ego.
From the text line, my wife will not let me get rid of our fine china, except it was bought for me and my first wife. I've never even used it.
913-586-7798. What is it about the fine china? You never use it. Why do you keep it? It's not like King Charles is coming over for dinner. And you need to break out the fine crystal.
Hot Pockets.
913-586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 913-586-7798. Bob in Waldo. Bob, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, two solutions that might help you with your china situation. First, there is a website that actually buys china that will actually, if you've got a pattern, if you like it, if they like it, they'll buy it. I'm not thinking of the name of it. There's a big warehouse, and they buy tons of people's chinas. And if you don't want to go that route.
Well, what, to sell to other people who won't use it?
Sell to this company, and they look for the China. It's like a broker.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work out for you, do you like to shoot skeet?
I have shot skeet before.
There you go. You don't need clay ducks or anything.
I will tell you this, Bob. All right. As much as I like to make fun of my Dillard's boxed up five times, I don't even know where it is, China. The people that are looking for the China, that's the collectible China. And we have a set, and I do love that, and it's displayed, and we will use it. It's the Revolutionary War scenes on each different piece.
That's cool.
And you would love that, Scott, because people collect those. Like, I think we're missing, like, the gravy bowl and some tureen, and they're hard to find.
What's a tureen?
Like a big old dish of some sort. Huh. You collect that, and the goal is to have the entire set, and it could be worth thousands of dollars if you have the entire
set. But you don't know where your wedding china is?
No idea.
It's Dillard's. Did you leave it with Joe?
It was maybe. It had light blue flowers on it,
uh-huh.
And it had a little silver, you know, thing around the, so you can't microwave it. It had metal around the edge of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just worth, that stuff is worthless. The collectible stuff is
You're
cool.
not supposed to wash china in the dishwasher at all.
Yeah, I'm out. Do I look like the kind of person that hand washes anything?
So I'm going.
No.
No. I am going to go home tonight. I know exactly where it is, and I will send the two of you. I actually think the china that Sean and I ordered for our wedding is actually very attractive.
Is it floral?
It is not. It is not floral.
Okay.
It is very tasteful.
Lovingly placed with those little styrofoam peanuts.
Yes.
Inside the box.
For protection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you do want to get rid of the plates, you should throw a Hot Pocket on there and pop it in the microwave, but then you'll also need a new microwave.
Watch it explode.
Yeah.
What I'll probably do, Sam, is if you and Mary Beth ever get married, I'll just re-gift it.
I can't wait. Thank you.
I just wish someone had said to us in our 20s, go out and ask for things for your registry that you are going to use. And that could be
money,
a gift card to an auto repair shop. It could be useful everyday things.
I know. Mary and Lee Summit. Mary, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. I was married 40 years earlier this month, and I use my fine china every day.
Every single day.
Good
every
for you.
Day, yes. I do dishwasher it, and it isn't in perfect condition anymore. We did have to get some plain white pottery because it too has the platinum banding, and I can't microwave it.
Yeah.
And my crystal has also the platinum band, and I use it probably not every day, but at least weekly.
Wow!
And my silver plate is only, depending on the month, every now and then there'll be a couple times a month where I'll get that out and polish it and use it, but I don't use it quite as often. But we use ours every single day. I got rid of all my clunky, weird, you know, pottery that everybody had, that, you know, that company that started with a PF.
Fiestaware?
No, Falstaff.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had those weird, those patterns of all the country stuff, and I just got rid of all that, and put it on Facebook Marketplace. Someone was thrilled, and I use my good china every day.
Good for you, Mary. Right. You are the exception to the rule, sister.
John in St. Joe, you've got 30 seconds. Can you do it?
Yeah, I can do it. My wife and I have been married for 19 years, and we never bought fine china, and we just felt like we didn't need to have it.
Good for you.
All right, man.
He avoided the whole thing. You didn't have to move something five times. He doesn't have it.
But dishware is very personal. I remember when a certain somebody and I decided to live together. My mom took us out, and she said, buy whatever kind of dishware you want. Mm-hmm. When that relationship ended, the first words out of my mother's mouth were, she does not take
the... She does not get the dishes.
That's exactly right. 913-586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.